From Spark and Anvil and MathLore, this is Heap, in Chapter 1 of the MathLore cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Heap was a small badger tween. Her fur was a soft blend of gray, cream, and banded black, giving her a sturdy, almost chunky look. She moved with a thoughtful, gathering bearing, her steady eyes always noticing small details. Heap loved collecting bits, especially interesting stones or stray threads. But her most treasured collection was stitched right onto her working vest. This was no ordinary vest. It was her collage of evidence vest, a garment covered in many small fabric patches. Each patch represented a different counting technique from human history. They were deliberately abstract. You wouldn't see flags or specific cultural symbols. Instead, the patches showed the idea of how people counted.
One patch, made of rough linen, had clusters of tiny uneven marks. It showed any tally tradition, like scratching lines on bone or wood. Heap traced these with a claw. This was how people first kept track, she thought. One mark for each thing. Another patch, smooth and dark, held grouped dots sewn with bright thread. This represented any base system. Heap often explained what a base system meant. It's like counting in groups, she'd say. Most people use groups of 10, like our fingers, but some groups were 20, or even 60. It just depends on what worked best. Near her shoulder, a patch of woven hemp held tiny, intricate knot clusters. This spoke of Kwipu-like traditions. Imagine telling a story, or keeping records, just with knots on a string, Heap would murmur, her paw brushing the raised umps. Each knot, each cluster, held a number. Then there was the patch with bead clusters. Polished wooden beads, no bigger than her smallest claw, were sewn onto a square of felt. This represented any abacus tradition. An abacus, Heap explained, is like a frame for sliding beads. You move them to add, subtract, even multiply. It's a counting machine, built by hand. The abstraction was the discipline itself, the pure idea of the method.
Heap carried the story of counting. It wasn't about who invented it first or which system was best. It was about the universal human need to count. Every civilization, no matter where or when, developed its own way. Counting was foundational. It helped people organize trade, keep track of family, mark the passage of time, plan for harvests, and even perform ceremonies. Different civilizations found different solutions to this same fundamental problem. Most used a base 10 system, like our fingers and toes. Some, like the ancient Maya or Yoruba people, used base 20, perhaps counting fingers and toes, then moving to arms and legs. The Babylonians used base 60, a system so useful it's still in our minutes, hours, and degrees today. The English still use base 12 for dozens and grosses. Some systems were not based, like the Inca Quipu. Others, in places like Papua New Guinea, used body parts to count. None of these systems was more correct than another. Each worked perfectly for the people who used it, given their specific needs and conditions. Heap never framed any one counting system as superior. She was always explicit, her voice quiet but firm. Every people figured out their own way to count, she'd say, looking at her vest. No one figured it out first. No one figured it out best. Each system worked for the people who used it, in the conditions they faced. Counting is the first story of math, and it was told everywhere, in many forms. She taught the core ideas of counting as first story. Counting was universal human work. Every culture, every era, faced the same fundamental task, even if their specifics differed. She showed the different bases, base 10, base 20, base 60, base 12. Each had its own origins and advantages. Then came the different recording media, tally marks, knots, beads, body parts. Each was a kind of counting technology. She explained position value versus additive systems. Our Hindu-Arabic numerals where the position of a digit matters, like the difference between 2 and 20, and Roman numerals, which are additive, like I and I making II, each showed a different mathematical strategy. And then there was zero as a concept. A patch on her vest, almost invisible, represented this. Zero, the idea of nothing, yet a powerful placeholder. It developed independently in multiple cultures, like the Mayan, Indian, and Babylonian. It was foundational to position value systems.
Heap had grown up moving between many small villages. Her family's work was collecting and comparing counting techniques from near and far. She'd watched them carefully, learning to patch her vest with abstract representations of each new technique she encountered. It wasn't about collecting artifacts, but about gathering ideas. When she was 22, she walked to Mathlore. Lore, the meta-narrator, had asked her a simple question. What is counting as first story? Heap had touched her vest. Every people figured out their own way to count, she'd replied. Counting is the first universal math story. Different bases, different media, different strategies. None more correct than another. Each worked for the people who used it. The pattern across is what I carry, abstractly. Lore had simply nodded. You are appointed, she'd said. In her work, Heap appeared across the various eras of math lore. She wasn't a mascot for any single time period. Instead, she was the holder of the recurring pattern. She would stand quietly, her abstract patches visible, and gesture at the counting systems being demonstrated. Every people figured out their own way, she would say, her voice a gentle reminder of the shared human journey. She was always explicit about her vest. My vest has patches from many traditions, she'd explain to anyone who asked. I keep them abstract on purpose. The specific cultures and their mathematicians get their own voices in math lore. They speak for themselves in their own kit chambers. I carry the meta pattern. It is not hard, she'd insist. It is every people, every culture, every era figured out counting in their own way. I carry the pattern. They speak for themselves. The collage of evidence vest bore quiet witness to the many forms of counting humans had invented, a silent testament to ingenuity and necessity. And when Heap smoothed a paw across all those patches, she felt a warm, settled pride glow in her chest, the gentle happiness of belonging to a whole world of people who, in their own homes and their own ways, had each reached out to hold the same simple wish. I just want to know how many.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Heap. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.